You're listening to SBS News.
A batch of coronavirus vaccines arrived at a South London hospital on Saturday, one of several to receive it, days after the UK authorised Pfizer's and BioNTech's product for emergency use. Around 800,000 doses of the vaccine were expected to be in place for the start of the immunization program. Louise Coughlin, Joint Chief Pharmacist at Croydon Health Service, could barely contain her excitement at finally having a vaccine.
It's just incredible, actually. Obviously, I can't hold them in my hands because they are minus 70 degrees. But to know that they are here and we are amongst the first in the country to actually receive the vaccine and therefore the first in the world is just amazing. I'm so proud.
Delivering the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is complicated because it needs to be stored at super chilled temperatures, about minus 70 degrees Celsius. The vaccine is stable at normal refrigerator temperatures, between 2 and 8 degrees Celsius, for only a few days, meaning it can be stored locally for a very short time. After defrosting the vaccine, which takes a few hours, additional time is required to prepare it to be given in a shot. The vaccine won't just be provided by hospitals. Local doctors' offices and other local healthcare centers are being put on standby to start delivering the vaccine, with a small number expected to do so from the 14th of December. Indonesia has also received its first shipment of a coronavirus vaccine from China. President Joko Widodo says the government is preparing a mass inoculation program after receiving 1.2 million doses from China's Sinovac Biotech Limited, a vaccine Indonesia has been testing since August. He added that the government expects to receive another 1.8 million doses in early January. Indonesia is also expected to receive shipments this month of raw materials to produce 15 million doses and materials for 30 million doses next month, the president said. He says the vaccine still needs to be evaluated by the country's Food and Drug Agency while his administration continues to prepare for distributing the vaccine across the nation's 270 million people.
We've been preparing for months through simulations in several provinces, and I'm sure that once it's decided that we can begin the vaccination, everything will be ready.
Indonesia's daily numbers of coronavirus infections have accelerated in recent weeks, with total confirmed cases reaching 575,796 on Sunday, with 17,740 deaths, the highest in Southeast Asia. Late-stage trials of the Sinovac vaccine are also underway in Brazil and Turkey, with interim results on efficacy from Brazil expected by mid-December. The southern German region of Bavaria, which has so far recorded the country's highest coronavirus death toll, has announced that it will impose a tougher lockdown from Wednesday until the 5th of January. State Premier Markus Söder says people in Bavaria will only be able to leave their homes with good reason.
The situation is unfortunately serious. It is simply not enough. We must do more. We have to take action. That is why I convened a special Corona cabinet today so that we can implement various measures before Christmas in order to better fight the virus and the challenges it poses.
People can only leave home to go to work, to the doctor, or for a walk, while evening curfews are planned for hotspots with the highest infection rates. Shops and schools remain open, but 13-year-olds and above should only attend on alternate weeks. In the United States, the coordinator of the White House coronavirus response, Dr. Deborah Birx, says the U.S. is facing its worst event as the coronavirus pandemic surges across the nation.
This is the worst event that this country will face, not just from a public health side. Yet, we know what behaviors spread the virus, and we know how to change those behaviors to stop spreading the virus.
She said she was frustrated to hear local officials and community leaders still making statements against mask use and in support of so-called herd immunity. And while she called the coming vaccine critical, Dr. Birx added that it won't stop the current surge.
The vaccine's critical, but it's not going to save us from this current surge. Only we can save us from this current surge, and we know precisely what to do. So if you have loved ones that you want to protect, you have to follow these guidelines now.
Meanwhile, India's COVID-19 tally has reached 9.6 million as 36,000 new cases were registered over the past 24 hours. India's death toll has passed 140,000. Brazil's health ministry says the COVID-19 death toll has gone past 176,000 after registering 664 deaths in the last 24 hours. A total of 43,000 new cases were reported, bringing the national count to almost 6.6 million. Brazil has the world's second deadliest outbreak, behind only the United States, and the third highest number of COVID-19 infections below the United States and India. Russia has also reported its highest number of daily infections, nearly 29,000 new coronavirus cases between Friday and Saturday. The country's COVID-19 response center says 508 new deaths were reported, taking the nationwide toll to over 42,000. Russia has registered 2.4 million coronavirus infections over the course of the pandemic, making its caseload the fourth highest in the world. Figures from Johns Hopkins University show the world's cumulative total of confirmed COVID-19 cases is approaching 67 million, and more than 1.5 million people have died with the virus. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.